Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm going back to where the beach is near. The beer is dear. There's plenty of women out the crowd. Walking
around the final second, the whistle is gone, and Sligo Rovers are the champions.
By the riverside,
no, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for us.
Gary Bride and Bride playing out over the fence. Out in there, he's the corner.
In the bookie shop, I don't.
Hello, welcome to Sligo Podcast. We're back after a two-week hiatus. Stop saying we're on hiatus, sorry. Yeah, we didn't take a break. We just weren't recording last week. A lot of stuff happened. Ronan Moriarty, Rossa Boyle with me, Adrian Pardon. How are you doing, lads?
Great to be here, Edo. Nice to be
back. Ronan, hey, how was your last 2 weeks? Anything big happen?
Nothing too major now, no. Keeping quiet, keeping staying in, you know.
Ross has the form. But anyways, Ronan. I know, if you would have followed our pages and Ross had a baby girl there, two weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 years. Two weeks today.
She's getting this big. Time flies.
Time does fly.
Isla, so how's all going there, Ross, with your baby girl? Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Isla's flying it. So is mother. She's sleeping nicely now, 3 or 4 hour bursts. A lot to get used to.
She's the most fucking well-travelled baby I've seen anyway.
Yeah, she's loving the car journeys. She's been up in Ballina, had her in Mullaghmore.
Bad knack to get them into, Ross, if she's sleeping in the car.
No, staying awake, won't sleep in the car. Stays awake.
Interesting.
Okay, yeah, okay. No, she's been fantastic. But I'm sure it's early days, though.
And lots of warm wishes from the pod community there was.
Yeah, there was, yeah. Everyone's happy to see it. Bit of good news for once.
Yeah, well, we've had a bit of good news. That's good news as well.
We got the old fancy football league set up. Good
we
entrance.
Did, yeah, good. Huge, huge entrance there.
How many in the WhatsApp group now?
I don't know, but there's actually a lot more in the competition that's in the WhatsApp group. The WhatsApp group hasn't taken off yet. I was hoping for more. Yeah. But that might come when I get the competition goes.
Fellas are probably just shy of each other now, but just...
The Sligo podcast team is number 79 out of 80 at the minute. A bad start.
A bad start, right, yeah.
Big Kieran Stafford.
I just threw in a team. Yeah. Big staff took first week.
He did, didn't he?
Delighted to see him win.
Captain Fernandez and...
A fountain of football knowledge, Kieran. Goes back a long way to his days with Crumlin Celtic in Dublin's lower DSL leagues. But I think a few men have romped ahead of him this week. He played a triple captain, did he, or something?
Did he? I didn't see it.
Just wanted that week one.
He got close to the sun. And
he did. No, good response to that. And yeah, it's all good fun. Sporting-wise, since we've been off... So the club championship have kicked off in Sligo. Sligo Rugby have kicked off with two wins from the two senior games.
Yeah.
Rovers are in the same situation.
Keep losing,
even worse. Junior soccer starts this week. The Miners were beaten in the All-Ireland semi-final. So a lot has happened in the last 2 weeks. And but my big thing out of Sligo in the last few weeks is 1 billion tons of topsoil. 4 million... tons of tarmac atom, 80,000 separate white lines, and 82 New road signs. It's the new road.
It's open, yes.
It's the new bloody road.
I meant, in this little bit, I was
all that facts are wrong, sorry.
I was meant to ask, have any been on it yet? No?
I was on this morning. Yeah.
Misty this morning at 7:30, 8:00, couldn't see around me, but on the way home there, it was like a new county. It's great to see the other...
You were underwhelmed this morning.
I couldn't see
you're overwhelmed this evening?
Oh, beautiful. It was like being in a different county. Peering into people's back gardens, knocking away, and the mountains look a bit different coming in that way. Record time as well made.
Yeah. Although you were still late for us, record time made.
I was working.
Road Bridge run a tight ship as opposed to Fox.
Fair play to Road Bridge. Road Bridge,
you're going to finish the Cowdrain Junction now. Even though it's finished, and I must say it's rolling a bit well now.
Yeah, so it's great to have. And I suppose, on a serious note, a bittersweet moment for all the people who lost their lives on a piece of shit road that was there for so long. Like, Jesus Christ. It's tough, but no, we're heading to Dublin 10 minutes quicker.
What else?
You're heading to Dublin this weekend, are you?
I am. I have a course on Saturday, Ross. Okay. A pass course.
Good man.
So I'll get that in. Looking forward to that. Thanks for work. Might meet Kieran Stafford there.
Safety first. Safety first.
Safety first is right. Yes. Yeah. And a bit of manual handling probably thrown into it all. Ron, how did you say your last 2 weeks were? Sorry, I was trying to get at the wrong.
I feel like you're setting me up here for something. But
I could tell
he was setting me up there with the way he was going.
Yeah. No, they were good, Dilo. Yeah, no, a couple of nights out, you know, the usual. A couple of nice eateries. Went back to Knox there for the first time in a while.
Well, you said that already.
Yeah,
didn't you?
Breakfast or lunch in Knox. Yeah, very good. But it's been hectic couple of weeks, but things are going to settle down now. I have a couple of weddings next week, and after that, then.
Paul Joggerry's getting married.
He's getting married next Thursday.
Martin Horn last night, who told me on the beach in Ross's Point.
Yeah.
I organised pints with Martin there. Fergus is coming home.
What did you get in Tempo Cafe? I never asked you.
Oh, yeah. So I got, it was like, they do a breakfast bat, but it's like a mixture of a pork and chorizo patty.
Wow.
With the egg, but then mixed leaves, obviously, just to keep the greenery in there.
Yeah.
A bacon egg, you know, your usual one. Ah, it was lovely. Absolutely lovely.
That's the cafe and the baddest there around about there.
Correct.
Yep. I've seen people going on dates with girls. There's just chats with them out there. It's right there. Great place to go here.
Apparently, it looks like a great place to go for the date. So anyone that was recently there getting breakfast baps will probably tell us more. Sorry, we move on.
Right. I don't think we've anything else on that. I think we've a lot of correspondence, and do we? Oh, we do. What?
Oh, no.
Oh, so we do correspondence. Yeah. There was a lot. Marty made his Twitter debut today, actually, for the podcast there. And yeah, boy, what a reaction.
So we might just step back now and let Marty just take it over.
Yeah, so we'll get into all your questions and bits of tidbits. Back with our correspondence.
Hello, my name is Mr. Burns. I believe you have a letter for me.
Okay, Mr. Burns. What's your first name?
I don't know.
Okay, lots of stuff into us, lads. Lots of humorous, but some great questions.
Thought-provoking
is right. Start with Stephen Holmes, I think. And this is the big one. Ronaldo is going to City, lads.
Definitely. Looks like it.
Messi's the GOAT. Jesus, yeah.
Does it definitely look like it's going to happen?
Oh, it is going to happen, yeah, I think. Miguel Delaney. Oh, what a little... Sorry, not to go away from the question here.
It's recording, yep.
He seen some Portuguese guy go, Ronaldo, City, done deal, and suddenly Delaney had all the info. He goes, reports out of Portugal from and suddenly all this info that Ronaldo's chatting Pep about and all this. He probably was, but he's, yeah. I don't know. Why am I ranting here with this? Couldn't give a shite.
But disappointing, though.
Ah, sure, what does he... Oh, look. Well, it's a to us, really, at the end of the day. Yeah, sorry. Reports of Ronaldo going to Man City. This is the question. Reports of Ronaldo going to Man City. Who, in your opinion, is the biggest turncoat in Sligo sports history?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I would venture... I'm going to stick away from the Rovers players, because, like, most of the Rovers players that have ever moved, they're probably moving for money, so...
The League of Ireland is...
Most of them come back as well, didn't they?
Yeah, most of them end up coming back. So, like, there was probably... I know, like, Raf used to get a bit of grief that time, when he went to Bowls that time, but... He was back sharpish enough then. I think the Tom Parsons playing for Mayo. The man's born in Ballaghy, lives in Ballaghy. No?
I was driving through Ballaghy yesterday. Well, through Charlestown. I was trying to figure out, was Sligo flags just across the border? There was only two, just, you know. You notice it's at the Centra in Ballaghy.
Yeah.
But I'd say, do they all actually define themselves as Sligo people?
The ones in Ballaghy?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably don't.
They're not far from Kerry. I'd say they're drinking Howleys, though.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't fault any man that now. Although there's a couple of good breweries in...
The Parsons ever play any football for Kerry?
Don't think so, no.
Well, there you go.
But is it Charlottetown Balahi? Is that the club, yeah?
No, but Balahi should be Curry, no? Because Balahi Sligo, they're Curry.
Yeah, fair point.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ross, any on the rugby team, no?
I couldn't think of anyone. I think, like, basically closest rival, Balna. I think a couple of lads went up to them when they were AIL, so you couldn't begrudge them that.
Gavin Foley.
I think Peter Mullen as well, and a few of them, but... I remember under 18, Stuart Dorn left us from Sligo under 18s to go to Ballina under 18s. That was a big one at the time. But nothing else really, just I suppose recently fellas leaving us to go to Blackrock in the same division. Tough to take, but...
I suppose any Summerhill lad that left after junior cert to go up to the Grammar to play rugby in fourth year.
Bastards, yeah.
Yeah. they always went on the tired list.
Yeah. John Garvey, good fella. He wouldn't be called the biggest turncoat, but he transferred from Clara to St Mary's. Big one. Oh. And Strandhill man. Yeah, big one.
That one I went down well in the parish.
Chasing the fucking... it was like in Clare, the intermediate championship that year. But he went to St Mary's next year. Now, he won a senior championship, so he might say he was justified, but still. Tarnus, John. Lovely fella, Donis.
Right, one in here.
Well, hang on now. I won as well, a good one. Barry O'Mahony comes to mind when he left Strand Celtic to go to Carbery that time. And then he celebrated him in McSherry Park.
Oh, I don't know that story.
There's a few boys not happy with that now. Aaron O'Boyle for one, but Barry's back with Strand Celtic and doing great work for the parish.
Nice that you got it in there, though. Yeah. Right, moving on. Malachy McGowan, Malachy's a friend of the show, has one in for Ross, actually.
I've seen this.
So, Ross, what was your happiest moment? Was it the O'Gara drop goal in 09, the rugby club winning the Senior Cup in 2017, or the birth of your daughter?
Has to be the drop goal, isn't it?
Has to be the drop. Well, the senior cup's big.
Senior cup was good, yeah, as well.
I know. I'm going to go. Obviously, the birth of the daughter.
Jesus, you played to the crowd a little bit, at least.
I'm going to go with the Grand Slam ahead of the. Yeah.
Grand Slam ahead of the.
Yeah, I'm going to go with. I was over in Cardiff with Brian Hines and Frankie Feeney there as well, and just the atmosphere that whole weekend, and the Welsh were so sound from the start to the finish of the weekend, like, you know, couldn't wish you more luck.
Funny, I've always had a thing against the Welsh rugby team for some reason. I don't know why.
The Welsh rugby team, yeah, but
I like them
in
every other sport. Yeah, I do like the Welsh. We were Welsh there for a while, you know?
Yeah, I had a lot of Welsh teammates and I was over in Melbourne and they're all solid skins, like, but that weekend was unreal and big history there. And the Sligo one was a great weekend as well there with all the family, but it was just absolutely electric. It was probably just, I'm sorry, I'm not just taking it as the moment itself. I'm taking it that weekend I had from, like, you know, the Thursday to the Monday. And that's giving it the nudge ahead of the Sligo.
Very good. Very good. Declan Baskill, worst away dressed rooms and describe it. Technically not dressed room. Cliffrey in the windy morning was the worst. But in fairness, the big plans to improve the facilities. Yeah, I've seen the plans for that. But worst away dressed rooms. Few on that.
Yeah.
Remember the old cool bag? The old cool bag. We used to go to the hill.
That was the first thing that came into my head, actually. Was,
and they used to have this truck.
Yeah, the back of a truck, but there was a hole in the back of it.
There should have mice and all that.
Yeah.
Clare Rovers used to have a bad one down in Lachine as well. It was a shack as well.
That was a shack too, yeah. There's a few shacks, actually.
Yeah, Shaquille O'Neal. Where else? What actual structures were bad?
Do you remember the old changing rooms going out playing Gaelic in Summerhill?
Oh, we used to mid shower in them.
Yeah.
That was fucking disgusting.
They were horrendous.
They were poor now. It is just like the spider from Lord of the Rings fucking living in the fucking dressing room. It was wild. They're still standing.
It's in the courtyard.
It's in the yard, the old building. Yeah.
They were all, God.
Jeez, how did they, just thinking back now, the dirt, how much went to class like? Do you remember the picture across the road?
Yeah, brutal.
Fucking hell, that's gas.
These kids these days, they don't know what to have.
They're up there, yeah. I think it's Ballymote, the soccer dressing room, the pitch, and this is a long time ago. I remember there used to be double headers for championship there, so you might have the tug out. If you're the second game, you might have the tug out.
Down to it, yeah.
The soccer pitch, but there was the light lamp was gone, so if someone closed the door, it was just pitch darkness.
Yeah, because I still think there is only one dressing room for there, yeah.
Ross, a few very bad rugby bad. Rooms
I was going to say, Monavay, it's not the war, it's up the village.
Galwegians is fucking.
Galwegians are still fairly foul now as well, centre, to be honest with you. It was nice to actually have to change in the stands in Galwegians, so we didn't have to go into their change rooms. Monavay is cat because it's not actually the Monavay one isn't. Look, they're not fantastic, but it's just every time you play them, the weather's atrocious,
right.
And you have to walk a good kilometre from the changing rooms to the pig. Now the plus side is it's joined to a pub, the changing rooms, like a proper pub, so you know. So it swings around about.
Nice touch by the Monavay lads. A few dodgy ones in rugby, yeah. There is a few. Oh,
Oh, there is.
Special shout out to Stars
aren't
Celtic.
Fantastic, but they are in development for new changes.
Celtic used to have the Smurf Hut. That was a great hut, the Smurf Hut. Good question, Declan.
All right, so there's one in from Shady McGee there. I think you'd enjoy this one, both of you lads. So Rovers' new signing, Melvin Lorenzen, who, as we'll get to later, was once suspended for eating a baguette before a match. What is the biggest or stupidest meal any of you have eaten before a sporting event and immediately regretted it? And should it have received a suspension?
A few eating stories.
What do you call yourself? You call yourself a sneak eater, is it?
Secret eater. Yeah, that's more, sneak him in the car for a while and just... I love driving as well. I hung over a match one day. I remember, I think it might have been a 2 o'clock soccer game because we're in the lower division. I hung over from the night four or whatever, and I got a 4 lights around 12:30. and it was just asking for trouble. I nearly collapsed the pitch. But I remember one of my first championship games. I was quite young. You know, you're nervous enough, and blah blah, and. I ate nearly a bucket full of chicken and pasta over 2 hours before the game. Violently ill. That deserved a suspension. I was ill, nearly sick. I got sick on the pitch, just during the warm-up.
I remember thinking back, old days playing Gaelic for Summerhill. If you had a match-up in the park, you were still there in time for a break in the calf. So you might have, a cream bun, 2 sausage rolls, 4 bags of burger bites, and a can of Coke. So that's probably as bad as... I remember we did go through a phase, Fergus Roach and Brian Kenny went through a phase of buying... energy tablets, Lucozade energy tablets,
thinking that
they'd make some sort of difference.
Someone asked Daniel Davey that question on his Instagram the other day, do Lucozade energy tablets do anything? He's just laughing.
My one kind of jumps into that, and it kind of jumps into the banned, anything you should have got banned for, but when I was over in New Zealand, there was this fella...
Steroids.
No, definitely not, visibly anyways, but there's this some fella back from New Zealand Army and he had this pre-workout stuff. It was called fucking Rampage or Jack 3D or something like that. So
shite the shorts,
so we're all taking this before the match,
Yeah!
And absolutely, off your head on the pitch, But, did you ever see me, myself, and Irene when he gets the dry mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what it was like. My mouth just absolutely dried up and I was calling for water. You got water bottle tucked on, you scull it, and your mouth is dry a second later. So I couldn't get, I was using my shoulder pads to sweat on them, putting them in my mouth, trying to get a bit of moisture playing.
Lovely.
And then, of course, the substance got banned in New Zealand a couple of months later. So it definitely would have been banned and it was horrendous. So,
yeah. I had 2 donuts on the bench in the sports grounds.
That'd be nice. Yeah.
One of the lads, Frank Ferguson, one way brought one up for me. An offer to me, and I had 2.
What were you doing in sport? Were you playing?
I was a sub, yeah. But I knew I wasn't on the pitch. Uh-huh. So I enjoyed my 2 donuts. No bans there. I see Benjamin Energy's just seen suspended. I got a notification. Okay. Murty, I'm going to ask you this one. Dylan Martin asks, with the DCL Sligo returning this week, and what would the lads' greatest Sligo lead from 1 to 11 be, or at least for as long as I'm involved? I actually haven't got a chance to go through mine. I might name a few good players, but I think you've gone through.
Murty, you've got one ready to go.
Yeah, I picked out an 11. Now, it's kind of based just in the last 5 or 6 years, and I said I wouldn't pick any current Cartron players either, just to be... And now, there's a few I've literally left out loads, and I was trying my best with a formation to get all these people in. So I went 4-3.
So I'm playing 3 goalies.
Yeah. So I went Paul Shango Scanlon in the goals, current Manor Rangers goalkeeper. Right full, I went Sean Purcell from Boyle.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah. You know, in fairness, he played most of the stuff as a centre half, but I just kind of wanted to get him in the team.
Yeah.
Left back, Yaw Mearn, definite number one left back there at the minute.
Yeah.
Dead centre halves, Rasher Shannon with Gary Rooney.
Yeah, definitely.
Then centre midfield, so I've gone a 3-man centre midfield. They're actually all current Kirby players.
You could have got Rooney. I thought we were pushing Rooney to midfield.
I was going to push Rooney midfield.
Right, okay.
So I'm playing Jinxie, you see. So
it's your bloody team. It's
Jinxie,
your team.
Jinxie and Rooney can interlap the midfield and the defence. So Jinxie, Ross McLaughlin and Gary Armstrong are my 3 centre midfielders.
Just to verify, not Jinxie Caddy, who's played with us in the Astro League.
No, Colin Jinx.
Colin Jinx, okay.
Yeah,
not
current Kirby player, yeah. And then up front, I've gone for a 3-pronged attack that I'd say would score, if you put the 3 of them together, it'd score probably 150 goals in a league season. Yeah, so you've got Nibber, Keith Nibbs, and then on either side of Nibber, you'd have Gareth Kelly and Paul McTiernan.
I was going to... Can you?
It's hard. It's actually... I've definitely forgot loads of people there that I should have probably put in. Now, in fairness, I run through the Sligo Leitrim
Soccer
Page.
Three good ones up top of the right.
Sligo Leitrim Soccer Page came up with a few names. So from the 80s and 90s, we had Vinnie Hart, Cheesy McLaughlin, Roger Conley, Sean Crossan, Val Hart, Ringo Rooney, Ross Bonin, Damien Dunleavy, Bomber Sandwich, Philly Ward, and Pierce Devaney.
Yeah.
And then more recent, the Sligo Leitrim Soccer Page lists out Paul Scanlon, who's made my team, Billy Brennan, Gary Rooney, Rasher Shannon, Sean Parcel, Gary Armstrong, Niall Brennan, Ross McLaughlin, Connor Griffin, Mick Corrigan from Boyle, and Keith Nibbs.
Well, that's a team.
That's, yeah. Now, I don't know if he's gone.
Maybe he has, because Billy right back, Parcel. He might have, yeah.
I count 12 there, but.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's a hard one to pick, and I'll just run through. Malachy McGowan again is in with his team there. So he seems to have picked from probably the last 15 years or so. So he went Tony Clark and goals.
Jimmy Kilreavy,
yeah,
before that time, was he?
Jimmy Kilreavy. Yeah, Jimmy would have been playing up till the mid to late 2000s, I would have said.
Okay.
Then he's Yomar Nefal as well, Marcel Gordon, Rasher, Jinxie, Ginger, Lee Marshall, Donna Oates, Glenn Shannon, and I assume that's McKenny.
McKenny, yeah. Up
brother
top.
Of Johnny and uncle of Johnny Jr.
Yeah,
it's a tough one.
Yeah. I think we've done this before on Facebook years ago on a team. I can't remember. Yeah, is there anyone missing? I can't think of
there'd be loads.
No, there is.
There's definitely missing.
Who's missing?
Now, I went kind of last 5-6 years base. I didn't want to go any.
Trying to think of Glenn Hargan,
actually, yeah.
Top call.
Yeah.
Top class.
Forgot about him. Actually, yeah, he is a big miss in that team. You could put him in anywhere.
On the best play, but yeah, play anywhere, yeah. Class. Glenn, yeah. And there's a few more probably.
Oh, there's loads. There's literally loads. I kind of did that quickly too, so.
Myself included.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, there's some good ones on that. Very good. Very good question.
So then, I think the last question we have in, I don't...
No, there is a few more.
Is there? Well, Conor Nally's in with, so the best Sligo sporting occasion you've been to. Now, this could be in terms of atmosphere, sideline antics, or sporting achievement.
Has to be 2007, because that encapsulates all three. Like, atmosphere, brilliant. Yeah. Sideline antics, an inflatable penis, and loads of drink. Achievement, won the Conor title.
Yeah. Absent bombers at half 7. Bombers, on the back of the bus, half 7 in the morning.
There's no Jägermeister, so only a bottle of Absinthe, so I do Absinthe bombers. Never was on the bus. Yeah, you were a minibus, and like, we had the inflatable penis, right? But like, it was a show penis. It was just the store one, like, that he wasn't supposed to sell, and he
it was
like,
it was the last one.
It was good quality.
It was.
It's not like the ones you see nowadays. Big fucker.
And, I love the way that the jersey fitted perfectly around the bell end.
there was a 54 seater bus. And then a 20 or 14 seater, and we were on the 14. So we put him down in the middle of the aisle. So no one could get out. Like, just Flady was just there in the middle of it. He's forever memorized, anyways. Yeah. Or he's on the TV coming on the pitch. He's head. See when I know Mike McPherson on the Thursday after they done, or maybe it's the weekend after they won the kind of final. They were doing their video review for the Cork quarter final, and like they're watching. Like,
see with the crowd.
Like, there's one point, and it's
behind the goals.
And the penis just knocks it away.
Yeah, I watched that game recently. Remember, I texted you about it. Yeah. But it is, and it's one of the first things onto the pitch, too.
Some roaster stuck a cigarette in it. Crack the cock. And stuck a fucking cigarette in it. He could still alive. He could still on the goal.
Ladies,
he was hung from the
etched itself into the history books.
Yeah.
that hits all three.
Yeah, atmosphere, antics. There's been some good antics. It was the antics of a few Summerhill games were very good. Like,
Summerhill games.
A few Rovers games run real as well.
That's kind of what I remember, I don't know,
when they got promoted at Athlone last game of the season.
Yeah, that was wild.
In the shed.
2005, that was crazy. It was men's shifting.
At the cup finals, you were spread around the place. So
yeah, the shed that day was.
The day the lads
remember at the Europe the first time?
When they qualified for Europe. That was a big moment, though.
It was.
Yeah, there'll be loads of Rovers ones you go into there. I think at the cup finals, you kind of find that you're kind of spread out from a lot of... Like, you see people around that you don't normally see at the showgrounds. Whereas if something big happens in the showgrounds, you're kind of beside the people.
Go on, Roscoe.
No, was it that night in the Aviva that was brought up before about in the Liffey Valley Hotel?
2010.
I have your man's voice note, the Kiwi fella, about his... on another episode, I'll put it in at some stage about his experiences of his first ever football match. But we'll get that another week.
There's a final part to that, is there?
Oh, there was the top three toughest golf holes in Sligo.
That's you, Murty. I'm not a golfer. The Tiddler, sorry.
Well, Dara Harton will play with the 10th and Bertie's.
And the Tiddler and Bertie's too.
Yeah. I would go Connor. I would go I'll give it all to all three local courses. I'll give the 18th in Strandhill, the 17th in Ross's Point, and the 18th in Castledown.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. Okay. Move on to, there's a few private ones on Twitter. Do you have them, Ross, or I can get them here? I'll go with the first one. You can go with the second one.
Yeah, okay.
I'll go with Roy Dillon's one. What Sligo Leitrim team would do well in the Sligo GA Championship or vice versa? straight out the bat, the Sligo Leapers will do well in GAA Championship. They're fit for it. They're ready. They're hungry. They're coming at you. Chappell Rovers. They won't take a backward step. They're Chappell Rovers.
It's United. Chappell United.
Oh, sorry.
One of the
Chappells. One of the Chappells. They're ready for GAA action. Yeah. They're going to come in at Junior A. They'll get straight up. 2 years at Intermediate. Up then and ready to tackle seniors. Chappell for me.
What about the Gaelic team? I can't argue with that.
What Gaelic team could play in junior soccer? You know what? Well, Mary's do as well. A few good players are Clare now. Murph.
Yeah.
Barry O'Mahony, ex-professional footballer.
McDonough Buck.
But I suppose most clubs have Corey, Griffin.
Corey Griffin, Paddy Hardy.
Owen Nicholson.
Yeah, I suppose the town teams you probably all would have is there any like
Johns, Ray of Manus.
Eastern Harps would probably end up playing. They all Gertrude end up playing.
Celtic, Or Arana. Who would be the transfer? Definitely not Tour de Strand, anyways.
No.
You'd be burnt on a crucifix out there. Clare Celtic are out of business. Bring them back.
Yeah. Yeah. Clare, you missed a trip to a Clare.
Yeah.
Said nobody ever.
Ah. Yeah. Ross?
What's the best stadium ground you played or watched a game in?
Played.
My list wouldn't be too high here, anyway.
Pitch wise, I don't
know. The actual pitch.
I don't know. No, maybe it's McHale Park's probably, but that's a long time.
I played McHale Park. Markovich used to be a great pitch when
Markovich was. Yeah. It still is, yeah. Markovich is. No massive stadiums. The sports grounds.
Yeah.
It's not a massive stadium.
Well, McHale Park.
Musgrave Park was down there a couple of years ago. It was pretty. Musgrave Park. The old monster.
Oh, played down there. Yeah,
it was pretty cool, actually.
Atmosphere. What's the second word to that question?
Just the best you played or watched a game.
Watched a game. I'd have to go.
Best place you watched a game?
Yeah.
I'd probably go to the Olimpico in Rome.
I'm going to say.
Roma Lazio.
The basketball over the Brooklyn Nets. The experience around the whole.
Staples Center? No.
What that's LA, is it?
Barclays Center.
Sorry, yeah. My first time.
Could be wrong, but the whole experience, like the DJ in there playing, like just all the entertainment, like it was just outrageous. Like the basketball was unbelievable as well. That
the new Irving Wembley's fella, pretty good.
Yeah,
as well.
I was in the old San Mamés for Athletic Bilbao game. It was sensational. Oh. San Mamés and Bilbao, yeah, it was proper atmosphere. They got beat 2-0 and the white hankies were out. It was, you can buy the in the club store beforehand. You can buy a white an engraved white hanky for a tenner.
I went to the NFL in Wembley, the Miami Dolphins.
We remember we were crack. At the new Wembley for United Spurs. And it was midweek. It was fucking cool. No, fair enough.
That was pretty cool.
Did you get into the game? You had bad tickets.
I got you all the tickets. I sorted you out with all the tickets.
No, you didn't. Not me. Because I got
maybe
tickets.
Not you, but no, I got about,
I got paper tickets.
Right, I got about 7 tickets. Right. And I literally had them here.
Harris got me his tickets.
Hand them all to the boys like it was their lunch going to school or something. And so I said, here's all the tickets, hand them out to everyone. I just had the last one, that was my one. We all got to Wembley and scanned in, all the boys in, and then it got to me. Mine was...
Terry didn't get in either.
No, it was just me. So
I went up to the United pub with the United fans. Yeah. I left you and I had a paper ticket. I was happy out.
Yeah, so I got denied then going in, so I had to bloody ring up the fucking tout, and I had to go back down.
Hello, tout services. Yeah.
But then he arrived on a little little moped. It was like something from a movie, arriving on a moped down an alleyway. He gave me her ticket.
A monkey comes out and gets a ticket and gives you his goal.
That was the word. United lost,
4-0 with Sanchez. Yeah, it was the end of Mourinho. Roma Lazio was outrageous.
That sounds outrageous. What were you doing there?
School tour.
Oh, that's right.
Unbelievable. Yeah, yeah. I can't describe that game because they also got the cheapest tickets and there must have been a mistake. So it was Roma's home match. So they had 3/4 of the Cirque, the Dome, or Shift Stadium is. And so Lazio were behind the goals. And where we were, was the 30-seat space in between where the Lazio fans were and the Roma fans were. And so Roma went 2-0 up and it all hell broke loose. Del Vecchio scored and did Montella.
I have to make an honorable mention to the MCG. Site. MCG as well.
Yeah.
Sensational.
Crow Park's hard bet.
Crow Park's hard bet, yeah.
It fucking is, in fairness.
I have a ticket, would you believe, to Man United and Liverpool in October. I think the atmosphere would be good there.
I'll take that in. you're a junior local soccer man. That's it, lads. Is it for that?
There's
some good ones there.
Yeah, great questions in this week. Keep them coming.
Oh, John Bannigan wrote something. In the WhatsApp?
Well, he was looking for top five. I totally forgot about that, actually. The top five.
That's why the WhatsApp group hasn't taken off or ignored it.
Top five Sligo sports supporters with a presence on social media.
Top five. Niall Kernaghan, Shane Ward. Daniel Kelly's quite good. Eamon Kelly, and number one for me this week is Sean Kerr after trying to break up a marriage. Right.
He's misunderstood.
Misunderstood. People are too sensitive. We'll be back with Gia.
Chance here for Jesse Sloane. Can he score? Yes! Sligo!
Okay, it's been a busy last few weeks on the GA scene. I'll stop clicking my pen. I suppose if you start with the Sligo Miners, they were in Breffni Park drawing a semi-final. Gallant was the kind of final thing. Meade were probably were the better team. They were the better team.
They were the better team, yeah.
They were the better team.
Your man.
Sloppy, awful, awful day. Jeez, it was wild. Probably a few sloppy mistakes that they'll regret because it had me making in the other two games. But
it did feel like they never actually kind of got into it. Like even the time where they scored the goal with 6 or 7 minutes to go, you know, the next score was
they conceded the goal, yeah, straight away. And that is a killer. Like, and then, because actually after the Meade goal, which was so sloppy, just wasn't a day for it, Sligo came down and scored the next 2 points. So I know it's all ifs and buts, but you're saying, right, they were five down when they scored their goal. If they hadn't conceded the Meade goal and got to 2 points, you're back to 3 points with about 6 minutes left plus injury time, or about four left plus injury time. You don't know what's going to happen. But anyways, that's the way it goes. And I do believe if it was said at the start of the year, it's no cliche that you're going to win the Connacht title, we may have taken it.
And I'd say that's an exception. They bet doubled my 10 points in the Leinster.
They won two Leinsters in a row. Like, and they bet
probably helped them last year. They won it last year. It wasn't as big an emotional occasion for this year. Like.
And they had a good few involved. And they come up in Dublin. And
even though things have been quiet, like, it's obviously been a huge deal for Sligo winning the first one since 1968. Yeah. You know?
Like, you're 17, 18, you're not going to, like, not, it's not going to play in your head the enormousness of it.
I don't think it did, really, to be honest, because they were well grounded, but I think Meade were the better team on the day. Like,
Your man.
They had a couple of big bruisers, didn't they?
I was going to say big men, but they did.
Two inside forwards,
physical men,
That Corcoran, like, I think they actually name dropped Hughie Corcoran, didn't he? Pod and
they're a good team. Look, there was no. I was delighted the way they went to the end. Like, you could easily see a team, especially young fellas, could have, right, we're 10 points. They were 10 down one stage.
Yeah, got to 9 anyway.
You could have said, right, we're not coming back here. But they kept going, going, going. Even after they scored the goal, as I said, they scored the next 2 points. Like, and that's life. They're happy out. They've won the minor title. They're not happy out. They want to get to Croke Park this Saturday, but they won't. But Tyrone's Miners look absolutely awesome, though, as well, on the far side of things.
But were you saying that they drew with them in a friendly here?
They bet them up in Omagh, but I'm not sure, like, was that Tyrone's? Full team. You won't know them Tyrone fellas, you've seen from their seniors.
And as you're saying for weeks, it's like what you need an old shot in the arm and certainly got it.
Got it. And now the shot needs to go on to the club scene for the next few weeks, because I think the Miners took over the kind of senior championship.
Fair play.
So there's been two rounds of that. I think ourselves were beaten in the first round by Colry. I'll go to that. It was 11.9 to Colry. So well deserved there. And there was, I suppose, another shock, people might say, but they mightn't, in the first round as well. Mary's 110, Curry 115. This is senior group one. Then last Friday night, I was in myself at St. Mary's and Colry. Then St. Mary's 116, Colry 107. If Mary's won by 4 or 5 more, it mightn't have been any tarnish on the score like that. It's probably deserved in a way. Did a few wides, but so 116-107, and then I went home to watch the Curry Tubber match, which was an absolute belter. Curry 317, Tubber 211. So
Curry are flying.
Curry's forwards are absolutely awesome. Yeah, they'll be hard stopped. They've scored 432 in two games against the two favourites to top that group, Tubber and St Mary's. So they're going good. They're on four, and and it's all tight because Mary's and Colley are on two, Curry on four, and Clara and Tubber on zero. That's group one. What you reckon, Murty?
It's all to play for there, yeah. I suppose, I think I said it. I don't know anyone I've been talking to anyway. That looked like a group that you might lose two games and still go through.
That's the general talk, that Curry could go win now and win all four games. That's what people are saying. And
but they could just as easily lose two as well, do you know?
Maybe.
You know, scoring average might be a big thing in the end.
It could be an absolute scrap there, or it mightn't be. We'll see. Next up, it's Clare against St Mary's Sunday week. No derby there. In the park, I think 1 o'clock on the 5th. Yeah, really, whoever loses that is gone, I think. Right. And Colry play Tubber. Colry win that, and Tubber are gone, and Tubber win that, and Colry have lost two. So yeah, it's exciting in Group One, definitely. Group Two, normal service in a way. Tour de Strand by Shamrock Hills in the first round, that was streamed as well.
A couple of points in it on me.
9-7. It was a slow defensive game, but look, tactically, if you enjoy this sort of thing, it was probably good. Like, and look, John McHale's only losing to a Strand by two shows they're well competing with them. And Drumcliffe got a scare, I suppose, against Skeevan. That's doing maybe give you the service, but I suppose not a huge one was expected of them. 12 points to 1-8. Drumcliffe won that very, very, very late. So last year's two finalists won in Group 1. The first round of that, then Giva had the task of playing Tour de Strand on Sunday. 2-18 to 8 points there for Tour de Strand. I think it was expected to go like that. And then Shamrock Hills, which I thought was a big... I thought they might win against Killarney, but not like that. It'll be very tight.
Yeah. I wonder if the tough game against Shamrock Hills stand to them, maybe.
The Tour de Strand one, sorry.
The Tour de Strand one, yeah.
Maybe sorry. So. 3-14 is good scoring, and Killarney only scored 1-5, and they only scored 1-5 in the first half. So...
Right.
Didn't score in the second half. So, yeah, Gales on a run, and they're young, flying team, so they'd be on a run there. Them against Tubber, probably, or them against Drumcliff will decide.
Shamrock three teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting. And then Arrow Harps are talking about teams as well, so yeah, fair play to them.
Good fair play to them, right?
Must have been, I don't know what I was going to say there. I was going to say great riding, but that makes no sense.
So we've no football this weekend.
No football this weekend. I might just go a quick intermediate run through as well.
My week one predictions didn't fare at all that bad.
No, they didn't. They didn't, in fairness. No, no. And you weren't far away with the draw, even.
No.
Since we're here, Enniscrone shocked Harps in Intermediate Group 1 the first round, 15-12. A bit of a setback for Harps. Big result for Enniscrone. And then Tour de Strand B, 4 points. Semolosh, 4-18. And then this week, last weekend, very tight ones. In fairness, they won Division 2, 7 points. Semolosh, 1-5. That was a squeaky bum time for both teams there, but Melosh seen it through. I think it was bad weather on last Friday night. And Harps bounced back against Tour de Strand B, 2-19 to 7 points. So everyone, no, sorry, Farnans don't have a point there, they played one. Tour de Strand B have 0 points after two. Harps are on the board, and Enniscrone are on the board with 2 and 4 points for Melosh. Melosh, the favourites for the championship. We'll go quickly to Group 2. Castle Connor in the first round, 16 points. St John's 3-7, a draw. What did you go for that one? You were far away.
I had Castle Connor winning that one.
Right, the West Sligo men. Draw. Eastkey.
I had the Eastkey. I had the Bow to Sea Blues.
So the Sea Blues 1-15, Bunnies 1-6. Big win there.
I've seen that coming too. It's a pity they don't have betting on intermediate, I would go.
Yeah, they're going well. There's some good players there. There's some very good hurlers playing for them. And last weekend, Ballymote 2-12, Bunnadin 18 points. That was
Buckle
a great game. Funny thing with that is the next night, Ballymote's Twitter page was tweeting about their minor team or under 15 team playing a game. So at underage, they're Ballymote, Bunnadin, they're joint. And they're killing each other the senior day before. So a draw there, cracker of a game. And John's 8 points, Eastkey 4-13.
Eastkey looking good.
The Blues are looking good. The Sea Blues, the Town Blues, not so much. I got a text in. That was actually one of the questions I just didn't read out, but. I don't know, what am I going to, like he said, what's going on with the demise of St. John's senior team? I suppose they were intermediate champions 3 years ago. They've gone down. I don't know. There's no. It's not for me to say. They're not getting the two. Well, they've got a draw against Castle Connor, bad result against Eastkey. I wouldn't be surprised to still see them get out of that group, to be honest. They could very easily beat Ballymote or Bunnan. So that's definitely all to play for. Eastkey might go through with 6 in that because I could see them beating, just say to beat Ballymote and Castle Connor. Yeah, it's definitely all to play for because then you've Castle Connor, Johns on 1, Ballymote on 1, Bunnadin on 1. Yeah, 14s on 1 in that. I know the games aren't all even. Junior kicked off as well. Melosh second team, Blacklune includes first team who would have been aiming to go up. And Pat spent Michaels in one group and Omer Gales gave Clanny second team of Towerlin in the other group, so it should go to plan there with Omer Gales going through and everyone else. But yeah, it's hurling this weekend. Just quickly get the fixtures for you, if you'll bear with me. And if you won't, you can go and shite. Senior hurling group 1 fixtures. It's Nave Owen versus Killara Stronhill this Saturday. So that's St Mary's versus Killara. The dress rehearsal for the football next week. So. Yeah, a good bit of biting at it before there's a good few mixed teams. My battery's going to go. Group 2, Colliery kick off against Western Gales. That's also Saturday at 6:30. So it's Colliery, Western Gales and Killara and Nave Owen in the groups. That's all in the club scene of football. A bit of a, went through it quickly enough, but it should spice up in a bit. There needs to be more, I know they're trying to get more publicity for it and I hope to do because it's going to be competitive, I think.
Yep.
Anything, lads?
Good stuff.
Good.
Looking forward to the games this next weekend now.
Next weekend and the hurling this weekend, of course. What do you want to come back with next, lads?
Easy peasy.
Easy.
Come on, tell me.
Should we go with the rugby?
Rugby, okay.
He's made 5, 6, 7 yards. The great bullock of a man, this
fella. Who won?
Gavin Henson, Roscoe, you're back on the pitch. Fully now. You're finally back. Well, I won't tempt fate, but it looks all good.
Yeah, it's fantastic to be back. World's longest off season is over. Two games, two wins, two comprehensive wins, 43-10 against Buccaneers and
Bucking shite.
Needless.
Yeah, it's actually it's strange to see we Buccaneers that poor, like, you know, they usually would take this competition pretty seriously and they would nearly win it most years. Their Buccaneers are AL Division 2A, so they're a division above us. I didn't see that result coming. You know, we had a pretty...
You didn't have a huge one done before that.
No, we only played one. We played a friendly against Monavay, who play in the same league as our seconds team. And, you know, we had a lot of lads joining the squad late. And, you know, it took us a while to get going. You know, but I suppose the thing that's standing to us now is that we did go back a bit early, but we started doing a lot of conditioning before we actually started doing the rugby stuff. So our conditioning is pretty good at the moment. And in the last two games, our last 20 minutes, we've really cut teams and put on, you know, I'd say 70% of our scores in the last 20 minutes. So the conditioning is definitely, it's at a point where we're happy with, and still more to go there. So another win against Galwegians, 42-10 as well.
That was the most recent, that was this weekend.
That was the most recent one. Yeah. So, and I'll just go through a few bits and pieces from the first game.
So, sorry, what was the score in Galwegians, sorry?
42-10, so Jesus. nearly identical.
Yeah.
And very, very identical type performances. It was tight, there was only a score in it at half-time in both games. And then second half, we just went out and put about 30 points on. So Buccaneers man of the match was Guilherme Cogueto, our new ladies head coach, and we debuts for Matthew O'Hara, Stefano Giantorno, and Eddie Coyle made his full senior debut, and then we'd the rebuts of Tig Power and Rob Holian. You know, very, very good performance from a lot of people. Ewan Brown was instrumental. He's really upped his game from last year. And he was a key figure in both wins. His kicking from hand is ridiculous, like touch finders, but also he's got a real good attacking game. And you can, like, even one of the first plays against Buccaneers and Wegens went for a chip kick through the middle and went for a crossfield kick from inside. So it's just, when you're a defensive line playing against that, like, you're just so on your toes because you don't know where the attack is going to come from. And he's one of the best fellas I've seen to kick from hand as well. And he was highlighted. There's a new, I don't know if I shared it on the Twitter page, PPA Sports. It's doing a wrap-up show of the highlights of the Connacht Senior League. And a new one was featured, and it showed how we went in the first game. Then into the second game as well. Another, it was, as I said, same type of performance. Pushed him away late. Scored some really good tries, which was nice to see. Ewan had another good game. A few different fellas on the bench. Luke Hodge, fellow who showed a lot of potential underage. So it's good to see him playing a bit of senior now and showing what he can do. Stephen Doyle got his debut. And then the old war horse, Michael McMorrow, came off the bench and had a pretty strong game as well. So two good performances. We'd have a week off this week. And then we have a nice little derby next Saturday against Ballina.
Are they 2-2 as well?
They're Ballina 2-2 as well.
Ballina
so
are back. We were talking about this.
Yeah. They're two very good performances now, actually, against the... Everyone was shocked to see them beat Corinthians in the first game. I was talking to the Corinthians coaches. They weren't expecting it at all. They thought it was going to be a nice little pre-season warm-up. But the Ballina lads, you know, the couple of seasons they've had there would have been hurting, and they came out fired up, really up for it, and put on a big score on them in the first half and then held on in the second half. But real physical forward performance, and their backline was very direct and scored some good tries. And then Ballina backed it up last weekend with a good win over Buccaneers, so with a lot of players back from our game, and would have probably fancied the win there as well, playing at home for the first time. And another good performance in Ballina. So it'll be an extra spicy fixture next week now, with both of us 2-2, and Galwegians are playing Corinthians next week as well. So, you know, Galwegians, you'd imagine, will be stronger. They could definitely knock off Corinthians, so potentially whoever wins our derby match next week could actually win the league next Saturday. If not, it'll go down to the last day, and we've got Corinthians in Galway. So it'll finish well now. There's been a few big wins in the first couple of weeks now. It'll tighten up, and it'll be interesting for the last two games.
Corinthians and Galway,
yeah.
Boil some piss, that game, I'd say.
it generally does always boil a bit of piss, all right, yeah. We haven't got to play them in a few years. Didn't get to play them last year.
Not since the
incident where we won the Connacht Senior Cup, yeah, against Corinthians. So it'll be our first time playing them in Corinthians. So looking forward to that. And hopefully we'll have our head coach, Joshua Reeves, available for selection for that match.
We seem like we've been talking about him the last few months. Is he coming soon?
Yeah,
so
hopefully. Joshua. It's looking fingers crossed for September 10th. But look, anything can happen. But that's what we're looking for at the moment. So that'll be nice. And then just locally, just got to give a congratulation, well, to the Connacht under-18s and under-17s are playing there. We had a couple of Sligo fellas in it, Alistair Hill, Owen Ryan, Adam Hunter, and they're coached by Gavin Foley. So they played Ulster. Now they had two narrow losses, but it was quite good performances. And finally, the Connacht ladies are starting their, senior ladies are starting their campaign this weekend, coached by Ross Mannion. And I think Guilherme is also helping out, doing some skills and defence as well. So best of luck to everyone involved with the Connacht ladies this
Nothing
weekend.
Like having a suave Latin American man involved with the women's team, is it?
Yeah, I'd say he goes all right now. He's really proven himself as a coach.
Yeah.
Smooth operator.
He is. He's good. He's very good. And come here. So you're willing to say Sligo are the top junior or top rugby team in Connacht at the minute?
We're the defending double champions.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's a fact. That's what me saying. Yeah. No, so
it's
look,
it's not a bold statement when it's true.
Come here, Abana junior or senior?
No, they're senior. Same division as us. 2B. They got promoted 2 years ago. And they got promoted. They went straight up in 2A, which is
they got 2C.
They got promoted straight away. Like they romped home, like a really serious performance. It took us years. It took us like years to get out of 2C. Yeah. They did it in their first season.
It was the car controversy, though, wasn't there?
Oh yeah, but that was stupid. So
I know.
It was.
Like,
but they didn't. I think the last one of the last rugby games out that was Ballinabbe being absolutely blitzed out there.
No, so yeah, they last year.
Poor one last year. No,
last year, the year before, now they had a rough year. They would have lost a few key forwards, but they'd be very much the same as us in that, like, we don't have massive depth. You know, we've got, you know, a good local squad. We bring a few fellas in, but like you're only about four injuries away from being in a bit of trouble, and especially in DIL, we wouldn't have the depth of some of the other clubs. But they seem to have a lot of their key players back now from injury, so it's good to see that they'll be a hell of a lot more competitive this year. So
there's a surprising amount of rugby clubs in Mayo.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot, actually.
There is, yeah.
Westport.
Frankie Feeney used to have me on. Do you remember that forum that used to be?
Oh, Knock On.
Knock On.
That was serious crack back there. In the day.
I was posing as a Ballinabbe man.
Yeah. that was back in the day, like when forums were like.
Yeah. Oh, we have to.
There was a guy from Ballinabbe, though. He was called the Moy Salmon of Knowledge. No, I'd say a few of the rugby lads would remember the name, but this is way back. Like this is 2007, 2008.
10, 12, yeah. 13 years ago.
But yeah, so Frankie used to just like feed me lines what to say. So I used to pretend I was from Ballinabbe whilst winding up this fella called Moy Salmon of Knowledge.
That was actually wild carry on. Frankie was an absolute, what was it, Uno? Was his nickname.
Frankie and Lockwood out there, because Dominic Story was involved in a few things there on that forum as well. Like.
Bad, no.
It was just
a wind up. Shite between clubs, like rumours, like fake rumours and fellas doing this and that. Like, it was actually, you missed that kind of shy hawking.
Is that you, Ross?
That's me, yeah.
Anything from Old Wesley?
No, I think Old Wesley thirds are back in action this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
But not everyone's registered.
No, the administration has put in a thing, yeah.
I actually had a DM from an Old Wesley thirds player asking could he come and play for the Sligo first team.
All right.
No, but look, he's committed to Old Wesley. I couldn't do that.
The standard either. It's a...
I don't know. I haven't seen him in the flesh now. So look, best luck to Old Wesley thirds. And there's no room at the inn for him here anyways.
Sorry to hear that, big man. You heard it here first. And best wishes to Billy Good.
And Rob Boyle, but not Andy Craig.
Not Andy Craig. Okay, back with the Rovers. Okay, Ronan, I was going to call you Rovers.
Okay, Rovers.
Okay, Rovers. Before we go into Rovers, but need to mention, because Magoo messaged earlier on, the Borst boys are having a midnight train to nowhere. Anna, to go to Ballymote.
They're going to the White Hag Brewery in Ballymote. It's a fundraiser for the Better Red Trust and Rovers, obviously. So yeah, it sounds like a great day out.
It does sound like a good day.
You get
now,
to try them away as well, too.
Remember, a couple of lads did that train trip before out to that, and they said it was serious crack altogether.
So I'm glad I'm away. I caused Dibbleman on a train back home.
Yeah, to Ballymote. But no, the boys are organising. It sounds like for the Ireland Azerbaijan game Saturday week. So if you get in contact with them on any of your social channels,
if you can do 35 euro, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like a great day. So you get a trip around the brewery,
except for watching the Ireland match.
Obviously, beer. For
that's
the
one
day.
Of the biggest international derbies in
the Ireland and the Bajanis.
The Bajaners.
Yeah. So contact any lads. It sounds like it'll be a great day. I think the bus train, they're leaving at 3:05 and come back at 5:08 or something like that. So as far as I know.
I'm thinking of the time it takes to the Dublin train. Ballymore.
No, it's just Ballymore. So you can't get there.
Five hours. You couldn't get too much trouble in 5 hours. Yeah, but, sounds good.
Yeah, I was just thinking you'd do well to get kicked off the train from Ballymore to Clooney.
I know. Well,
if you started at Mooney's at 12 o'clock. Like, I mean,
that sounds good. I am aware. Fuck it.
What day is it again?
It's the 4th. It's Saturday.
I won't be able to go
Saturday
anyways.
Sunday's the 5th.
Sorry. Saturday the 4th.
Go bring a baby on it. but on the pitch, Marty, it hasn't got better, has it?
No, there was a few signs of life there on Saturday night. I actually thought Derry were... Well, I don't know if they were very good. We were just... First 20 minutes, they were the better team. They scored. Then for 25 minutes after that, Rovers were very good. As good as they've been through this whole period of not winning games. This Rover scored, Johnny scored, had a couple other good chances. Then second half, I actually thought at half time they were going to win 3 or 4-1. I said it the last time.
You texted the WhatsApp group saying, yeah, they're looking like they're going to push on here. Yeah.
I thought they were going to win, honest to God, 3 or 4-1. And then my second half, it was sloppy. They probably had the better of the first 15, 20 minutes of the second half. But then the last 20 minutes, when Derry scored, it was actually inevitable they were going to score. I think everybody was kind of resigned to it. Rovers missed a couple of good chances in the second half, but... I don't know, there were signs of life. They keep losing, like, they're not getting hammered by anybody, do you know?
Yeah.
And, like, actually, I don't know if it was Magoo or Jerry on the Boris podcast this morning said, like, this league, it's a league of fine margins, because, like, it's like taking, do you know, if you took, because it's 10 teams, like, granted, you're going to have stronger teams, you're going to have weak teams, but the middle of the road teams tend to be very, very even. Mm. So you're not going to, like, batter teams. It would be like taking the bottom 10 in the Premier League and putting them in their own league. You'd see very similar
different
results.
Different results every week.
So
yeah.
It's just, like, we just keep losing by a goal. Do you know, it's not like we're getting fucking hammered or anything. We're just losing by a goal.
Would an 0-0 all know at this stage be any harm? Like?
I wouldn't have taken the draw at half time, but certainly with 20 minutes ago the other day, I would have taken the draw. Now, look, we've made two signings. Andre Wright.
Ugandan international.
Yeah, Andre Wright will be coming in for the draw at a game, and then the Ugandan book, like, he will, but he's not Ugandan. He's like, he's got a good pedigree now, in fairness.
He's played in the Bundesliga. It's not as if he played that long. He's only 26, so it's not that long he played. He has something about him, surely. He can't be the standard Rovers journeyman that picked up play.
No, I don't think so. So, like, the two of them will be looking to come in. Definitely, I'd say Wright will be ready to go in next week anyway. So, look, he's just got to start winning games again. Got to try and get it, just finishing this top four. It's just, need to get out of this rut. I think a win could change the whole thing again. Because look, we were winning the games by the odd goal at the start of the year. Do you know, we weren't battering teams either, except for maybe the time we battered Bows at home. And that was the last good performance we had, because we went a bit long for the week after.
So you're saying there's probably not a huge discrepancy in performance-wise, maybe?
No. And I just think that...
performance also looks better if you get a few goals. And if you win, it always looks better. Yeah. It's
over
the load
scoring first. Buckley said it last week. I think it just, in this league, especially against when teams are so evenly matched, I think it makes a huge difference, you know.
They do need to win, though.
There was people, more moderate fans than me, calling for his head on Saturday night. Yeah. No, I think personally he deserves another. He's got a bit of money in the bank, and especially with these couple of lads coming in, I think he's...
They're good. On paper, they look like great signings. And they do,
yeah.
They look exactly what's needed.
Yeah, we're not that far off. Like, McCord's a huge off to left back.
I was just going to say, yeah. Bulger's out.
Like, I mean, Gary Buckley and Mahon were sensational last Saturday night. Like, I mean, Buckley was unbelievable. Like, he just... You know, they actually looked like two lads that could have been playing centre half for, you know, a much higher level of football. They were sensational. Then in the end, they still conceded two goals and we lost the game, do you know?
Yeah, that's hard to take as well, isn't it?
Do you know, so,
if your centre backs are in so much control and playing well, but conceding two goals, is that just lapse of concentration or...?
No, well, they were just kind of, I think the second goal definitely came from, it was a kind of mounted pressure.
Yeah, I know the first goal was a free kick, whatever.
So I don't think any of the goals were actually directly their fault, but, like, you kind of looked around and you thought, like, people actually good performances. Like, I think Johnny led the line fantastically well again. Figueroa did well at times. Yeah, like, I thought Niall Moran in one of his best games in weeks until he went off injured. So, like, they're not that far off it, but they just keep losing. So,
you've been saying that the last few weeks, though, haven't we?
Yeah, I know.
Okay,
I know.
A win needed. Who's up next for them?
They've got Drogheda away, so there's a week off this week after losing the cup against Cork, that famous game against Cork.
Of course, very famous. Forever etching our minds. Haven't been asked back since.
So we've a week off now, and then we're away to Drogheda next week. So the games come thick, like, it's away to Drogheda, and then the week after it's home to Pats. So just big games.
But let's just say that could twist it. If you beat Drogheda away, you're going to the Pats game, where it's love us, like, and there, if that could be, everything's great again, and the two boys are in, they've made an impact, it rises everyone else up. Okay, we're going to win them two games.
We're going to win two games, yeah.
Six points incoming in the next few weeks. I've said it here, you heard it here first. Big kickoff in the Junior Soccer League.
Yeah, so
before we go into it, just go into the McSherry Park, is opened, fantastic, looks brilliant.
Yeah, we were there, we trained on Tuesday night, so we're training there Tuesday, we're training there again tonight, Thursday, and we're playing, I think, I think
he switched
around
the fixtures.
The St. John's game maybe there. Well, I'm going to turn the character around on you today now, so you're going to do a prediction. So. Yeah,
but I've just seen the wall. They painted the wall looks great and all. They painted a beautiful sky blue.
Sky blue, yeah.
So no planes.
I know it's lovely. The surface is lovely. I was kicking a bit of ball myself there on Tuesday as well. Now it is nice. So
it looks cool.
I think the St. John's game it may be switched to there on Saturday night. Their way to Ben Bulman.
There was a fixture. We knew the fixtures 2 weeks ago, but they've been changing since.
Changed again. Yeah. So he changed the format of fixtures. So I'll run through the fixtures. I'm going to ask for your predictions as well.
Right. Are you going to go through the fixtures first, or just say the fixture and then I want to score from me?
I'm going to say the fixture and I want to score from you. Okay. So I'll say the time and date.
Well, you just went wins on your one. So right, go.
Well, I was giving margins.
No. Go on ahead.
Right. So Friday night in the Super League, kicking us off, Arrow Harps and Strand Celtic.
In Riverstown. Do they have lights?
No, but 7 o'clock is just enough time to play a game.
The Seasiders to crash a wave into town and win 3-1.
3-1, that's Strand. Perfect, right? So, continuing in Super League on Friday night at 7, Ballymote are at home to Cliffney.
Tough one. Yeah, the boys in the nudist beach, Cliffney, won't come up any easy there. I'm going to 1-1.
1-1, okay. And then moving on to Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, we'll stick with Super League for the minute. The big one, Carbery and MCR and Cranmore.
The holders, Carbery against Mail Coach Road, yeah, battle of the town. I'm going to go for high scoring here. I think MCR might take the lead. I'm going to go 4-2 to Carbery.
4-2 to Carbery, interesting. That's an interesting one. Then the locals here from our podcast, Ballysalare at home to Manor Rangers.
Ballysalare, the plucky underdogs earlier in the year. I think they improved Saints, but Manor, solid team. I'm going to go 3-0.
And then, so 3-0 Manor. And then Aughna versus Merville.
Tough one. 1-0 Aughna.
And then at 2 o'clock, Cashier United play Real Tubber.
The Tubber Curry Tornadoes, 11 of them. Cartram, a lot of work done over the summer, and I seen them up. It was a 7-0, was it, earlier in the year? Up in Cawley.
8-1 it was.
Couple new signings, Bert.
We have one new signing, yeah. Working on a couple as well, so. Yeah.
Big pitch in McSherry and go 5-1 to Cartram.
That's fair enough. Putting the pressure on.
I know, purposely. Who are your new signings first?
I know, we signed Dan Bayer from Carbery.
Cross town sign. There's the biggest turncoat in the town.
Hey! So we're working on it. We might have a couple more. Now, we've lost our captain, Gavin Sweeney, has gone. He's emigrated to Manchester. That's who got me the Man United tickets for the Liverpool game. So, I think it's going to be a good league, Super League this year.
It's a condition of his release. Yeah. I'll let you go, but you give me a ticket to Man United.
Chairman's privileges. Yeah. I think it's going to be a good league. Must have a big shout out to Jessica Farrell. You see the preview?
Yeah, very good. It was good. Yeah. I was in that actually, the Rovers Homecoming 94. So you did four
in
that?
Yeah.
On my father's shoulders, yeah.
Because them faces from the past, all of a sudden our faces were abandoned.
My face is
But there. I think it's going to be a good league. Like Carbery obviously will be strong, Manor is strong. I think Strand will be good. Yeah. MCR deck horses. MCR
good time for them. Yeah,
they're signing a couple back, and actually they're on a great run of form because we beat them first game of the season last year in the actual league, but they won the following three and they won 4 out of 5 in the cup, and then went on and won the Shield. So
some good players. It's a lot of experience.
That'd be a great game Sunday now for anybody looking to catch a game for free on Sunday morning. That'd be a great game.
I might get to that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I might take it in now. We sell a 4 hour game. I think it's going to be a good league. I probably said a couple of teams I should have said there that I haven't as well, but. Manor Rangers obviously will always be up there as well. We'll move on to the Premier League, Edo. So the Premier League kicks off on Saturday with St. John's and Ben Bulbin. I think that's going to be in McSherry.
Ben Bulbin, a new team?
No.
They were Grange. They missed a year, maybe missed 2 years. They came back last year, right? They were back for, they played in the COVID competition.
The boys from the horseshoe, Ben Bulbin.
The Olympic Village.
The Olympic Village, yeah. John's flattered deceived the odd time, I think, but with the home crowd and the open veil of the new pitch, I'll go John's 2-0.
2-0 to John's. Then on Sunday morning, Corey Bowes at home to Ballygully.
Ballygully not travelling well, I believe. Not coming well. Depends what call we have towards Gaelic players. 2-1 Corey.
Then Carricktown versus Glenview. Glenview on.
Glenview obviously led by the Bouncer against the boys from Leitrim. Again, Glenview lads aren't going to travel well, I believe, up the N4. The new road, they'll be taking it all in, looking around them, not concentrating the game. Carrick to go through 1-0 and get the 3 points on the board.
Interesting. Then we've the big clash out in Scroon. It's Kilglass and Scroon versus the team making their debut, Valley Rovers. A new
Valley Rovers. I seen him doing a bit of heading practice. I was out at a kids' game and gave one day, and I was very, very impressed. Enniscrone, it's a long trip out to Enniscrone for them, nice conditions. Enniscrone aren't a bad side. Tight game, 3-1 Enniscrone.
3-1 Enniscrone. And then Chaffpool United against Gertrune Celtic.
My beloved Chaffpool. Gertrune, I'm very, very fond of them too, with the home of the humble spud. 1-0. 1-0.
1-0. And then finally, last
game, fucking fixtures are there?
In the Premier League, there's a lot of teams all of a sudden. I suppose there's 6 games in each league, so 24 teams. Then final game in the Premier League, Clanny at home to Drumahair at 2 o'clock.
Oh, Jesus, you put me on the spot there. And away win I'm going to go for. Clanny played a lot of pre-season, I know, and are
flying
and going ahead well, but the Drumahair boys always have a wee uppercut in them, so I'm going to get the Drumahair lads to sneak the 3 points, 1-0. Goal from a set piece, and then sit in.
So anyway, if anybody doesn't want to take an air game, head out to Clanny for a defensive masterclass. So that's it. Looking forward to having the leagues back.
Yeah, it's good to get back.
And actually on a weekend where Rovers aren't playing, like, you've games there Friday, Saturday and Sunday to go to.
And different times as well, 11 and 2 on Sunday as well.
So there's actually, you could take in you could have probably 5 games you could take in there over the weekend.
You'll have your fix of junior soccer. That's it, is Timothy for that?
Yeah, I think that's
enjoyable. Let's see how them predictions get on. We'll come back, so we'll wrap up, will we?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, nothing to wrap up on at all, actually. We're all out.
We've been talking for a good hour and a half.
Big shout out to the New Road.
Yeah.
It's looking great.
I must say,
they've a dancer. No. We know.
New Road is the dancer. Yeah, we'll get someone to put these up on the sign. The boss. Someone pin them up for us, wouldn't they? Yeah, that'd be class. Carrick, 30 kilometres.
I just got a flashback now. Did you get a sign made up about Terry Gwynn on the road before?
Yeah, what was that again?
TQ loves the cock, was it?
Something, yeah. I was going to say.
Just for about 18.
There was a Raoul Moat sign as well on the way to a Sligo game before. Best wishes for Raoul Moat.
Well, we knew Terry would be driving that morning.
It was the way to the... his mother's seen her or something as well. Yeah. Next there, something.
So drove out
he's
and put...
he's going to college next day. It was there for a while. Outside. It was the fire sign up on the Carrow. But you know who put that sign up? Did you go? Yeah, but Harry.
Wasn't me.
Harry, like,
I think so, yeah. I wasn't.
The odd couple went out in the middle of the night and put it up, like.
Do you know, I have to give a shout out.
We'll give Rama a shout out first, actually. Sorry, after you.
Oh, I have to give Peter Meehan a shout out. 18th birthday of the weekend. Big Peter.
He's an old 18.
he's a great man.
He's around the while. Fair play to Muscle.
His 18th there was a bit of cake brought out in the blue on Saturday for him.
Muscle into the blue at some stage.
It's great to see
him.
Great. So, Peter, that's a shout out. Also, actually, another shout out from a couple of weeks ago, considering we're off. Brendan Fitzo's 30th there was a couple of weeks ago, Mr. Fitzsimons for our Summerhill listeners.
Yeah.
But there was a teacher at Saoirse in Balladreen, but she was out late that night, and the next morning won the Balladreen Lawn Tennis Championships. I thought it was great.
She won it.
She won the whole thing.
She pulled through.
So I said I'd give her a shout out as well.
Fair play. Would she be a Roscommon or a Mayo woman now?
Oh, good question.
Balladreen, it's a big thing. Yeah. I got stopped in the toilet there last week by Jack Ballantyne.
Yeah,
complimenting the pod.
DJ,
is he?
Yeah,
great fan of the pod.
Good lad.
I thought he was going to stare at me. To be honest,
it's worrying. You don't know what you're going to go like.
Boy, McPartland.
It was my birthday in between the last pod as well, lads. Yeah. 32 years of age. What else have we got? good times.
Rom,
Terry Quinn for
doesn't love the cock.
happily married, Ross.
It was obviously a joke from the sign we put up when we were 18.
Keep taking the penises now. Sponsorship for the
fantasy
for ourselves and the fancy football, especially. Yeah, excellent from Terry.
Yeah,
and, top man.
We could all do with a visit to Rama.
And to be fair, he's unreal. He looks after a couple of the lads from the club as well. He's very generous.
He's a good cat. It's TQ. That's it. New Road, a boo.
Sorry, our first match to Buccaneers was sponsored by Rama as well. So
there we go. He's a local local gentleman. man about town. He could take your title, Murty, of the nicest man around town.
Oh.
I've told you to fall out with people because you keep having to go invited places.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Good lads.
That's us back.
That's us, yeah.
Right.
See you next week.
We'll see you when you see. I'm
going back to where the beach is near. The beer is dear. There's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around in one second.
The whistle is gone. Strand, and Sligo Rovers at your back.
By the river side, it can match the tide as it flows.
No, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for us.
Gary tried and drives it clean out over the fence. Out in the field of corn, it was. Jesus,
in the bookie shop, I done.